Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很感谢主，刚刚在会前有弟兄们这样子把这个讲台交在主的手里。
Thank the Lord that before the message that our brother really gave this this to the Lord.
实在是讲的跟听的跟翻译的我们都需要在主的保守里面。
So all of us who speaks, who listen, who translates, we all need to be under his guidance.
在今年年初的时候我在弟兄姊妹们中间交通了一篇信息。
So in the beginning of the year, I share with you a message.
还记得那篇信息的题目吗？
I don't know if you still remember the topic of that message.
我想很多人都忘记了。
Perhaps many of us have already forgotten.
今年一开始的时候我有一个负担想来跟弟兄姊妹交通在基督里面的新眼光。
So in the beginning of the year, I really had a burden to come and to share with you this topic in regards to have a new perspective in Christ.
在基督里这个词在圣经里我们读到很多次。
So in the Bible, we read many, many times this phrase in Christ.
但是它跟我们的生活跟我们的生命有什么关系呢？
But how does it exactly relate to our life, relate to how we live?
所以我们年初的时候我们谈到了一个得救的人他怎么样他需要有一个新的眼光。
So in the beginning of the year we spoke of one who's been saved and how that person must have a new insight, a new perspective.
很快的我们又到了年底了。
And it's very quickly we are already at the end of the year.
我想今天再用另外一个题目叫也是在基督里。
And today I want to continue to share on this topic of also in Christ.
我要谈的是在基督里的死和复活。
And today I want to share with you the death and resurrection of Christ, to be in Christ.
可能你会觉得这个题目听起来这个字是不是我们平常用的字。
Perhaps when we hear this phrase, it's not something that we use normally.
那么这一个词在基督里的死和复活你觉得是在什么时候能够用的？
So, the death and resurrection of when in Christ, when do you think we would ever use this phrase?
我们在教会里面参加不同的聚会，你觉得在什么场合里面最常听到讲到在基督里的死和复活？
So, we attend a different lot of functions and gatherings in church. When do you think we hear this phrase the most? To be dead and to resurrect in Christ.
能不能弟兄姊妹们回应一下？
Can you think of something? Can you think of it?
在什么场合里面你听到这样的信息？
When do we hear a message in regards to this?
有人说是葬礼。
So some people say it's at a funeral.
没有错。
That's true.
可是今天我们要在这里我们要来看这个信息。
But today it is here that we want to look at this topic.
对不起这操作有点在圣经里面确实是保罗告诉我们说在基督里死的人都会先要复活。
So in the Bible it says that all those who've slept in Christ, they will resurrect.
所以他用这些话来劝勉我们我们不要忧伤。
So he uses this phrase to help us that we should not be sad.
但是圣经里面不止在葬礼里面让我们看到对永远的盼望。
So it is not just in a funeral that we see this eternal hope.
曾经保罗也曾经说过当我们得救的时候我们相较于得救以前。
So as Paul stated that once we've been saved, it's different from before we've been saved.
他说当我们以前是死在罪恶过犯当中。
He says that in the past we were dead in sin.
或者要不要弟兄这样子我这边弄的时候你那边就帮我调。哦是哦我一直在看这个。哦 ,OK。所以我们讲到是在我们死在过犯中的时候他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So he called us to be alive again in Christ, in the past we were dead to Christ.
所以我们看到这个在基督里这个词它在圣经里面用了很多次。
So we can see that this phrase to be in Christ is used many, many times in the Bible.
他最重要的一件事情让我们认识，就是我们在基督里有所有的丰富。
The most important part of it is that in Christ we have all kinds of blessings.
那么我们要今天我们要来看到基督里的死和复活。
So today we want to take a look at his death and resurrection.
还是弟兄你那边帮我操作好了，我动个手势你就动一下啊。好，我们看到保罗他也曾经讲到说，他在一些的难处里面，他也仰望基督的恩典。
Paul also stated that in his difficulties he looked to Christ.
他甚至在教会里面的劝勉的时候，他盼望我们在基督里同为肢体的人，我们能够同心合一。
So even in his encouragement to the churches, he's hoping that all of us who are in Christ can be of a one heart.
所以我们知道在基督里不但是一个福音的真理的内容。
So to be in Christ is not just the content of a gospel.
也是我们每天生活里面的准则。
But it is also the guiding lights that we use in our daily life.
但是要讲到在基督里的时候，我们先讲一个反比，就是它的反面，就是讲到在亚当里。
So before we can speak of what it means to be in Christ, let's talk about the counter example, which is to be in Adam.
所以我们曾经是在亚当里面，我们死在做罪恶过犯里面的时候都死了。
So before we were in Adam and we've all were dead in Adam, in our sins.
可是当我们蒙恩得救的时候，在基督里他救了我们脱离黑暗的国度权势。
So after we've been saved by grace, that he's taken us out of this darkness and sin.
那么我们要问的是，我们在日常生活里面怎么样来经历基督的死和复活呢？
So then the follow-up question is, how do we experience his death and resurrection in our daily life?
在保罗他侍奉的经历里面，我们发现他说，今天我们的生命生活都可以在今天就经历的。
And in his service, he shares with us saying that all of these things we can experience today in our daily lives.
因为他在他服事的时候，他说他有很多的困难，四面受敌，虽然被打倒了，可是不至于死亡。
And in his service, he's faced he's surrounded by his enemies, and he was beaten down, but he was not defeated.
他特别说，我们身上常常带着基督的耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
And oftentimes we carry the death of Christ with us, but also his life, his resurrection also is apparent in us.
所以很明显的，这个在基督里面的死和复活，不是指着将来才能够面临的事。
So it is very obvious that this to be in Christ, his death and resurrection, is not speaking of something farther away in the future.
而是今天我们在日常生活里面都可以经历的。
But it is something that we can experience on a daily basis in our life.
那么我们现在要来把这个题目的每一个词，我们来仔细的来看一看。
So let's take a deeper look into the different parts of this phrase.
我们刚刚讲到了，在基督里这个词是跟在亚当里这个词相对的。
So before we spoke that to be in Christ is contrast with to be in Adam.
所以在基督里是讲到我们得救了以后的身份地位。
And to be in Christ speaks of after we've been saved and our position and our standing.
那现在我们讲到什么叫做联合呢？
So now we speak, what does it mean to be united?
我觉得今天这个主要的这一个经文是在罗马书第六章里面。
So the main passage for today's message is in Romans chapter 6.
所以我们看到罗马书第六章的第三到五节里面，他那里讲到了好几次的归入跟联合。
And verses 3 to 5, many, many times he speaks of to be part of.
在最后一节第五节说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And in verse 5 it says, For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
可是这个前面的两三节经文，你发现他要强调这个联合的时候，他用了同样的一个字叫做归入。
And before, in order for him to talk about to be united, he says that we must also therefore be with him.
所以我们看到刚刚我们说弟兄们有人说到这个是在葬礼里面常常听到的话。
So to be into, but this is someone mentioned that this is something we hear quite often at funerals.
可是我们在受洗的时候也预表到我们这个旧的人被浸到水里面，我们起来的时候也复活了。
And so in our baptism, we also experience the same, that when we enter into the water, we're dead, but as we rise up, we're in life.
那么这个联合是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be into, to be?
他说归入就是我进到水里面。
To be into, verse 1 is to be baptized into. To be into means to enter into.
那么还有一个联合，我们另外的翻译叫做联合。
And the other way to explain this is to be united.
刚刚我们的弟兄说是 united.
So our brother says to be united.
其实这个 united 还不太真是他原来的意思。
So the united is not exactly what the original text really, really meant.
我们看到今天有个组织叫做联合国。
So we know that there's an organization called the United Nations.
它叫 united.
It's called united.
可是我们发现这里面100-200个国家里面各做各的事。
Well, we find that the 200 nations that are within those organizations, they do their own stuff, own things.
这个联合事实上更古老的英文它叫做 planted together.
So, in the original text, the original word was to be planted together.
是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of that?
就是一个树枝，如果你发现它的果实长不好的时候，你把另外一个好的枝子接在它上面，让它们的生命能够合一。
Or in other words, to be grafted. So when you speak of that, you have a tree which does not bear good fruit, but you have another one which has one, and you graft the one that bears better fruit onto the other tree.
所以这个联合讲到了生命里面的合在一起。
So this to be grafted, united, it means speaks of a union in life.
你知道当我们常常有爱宴，我们中国人最聚会的时候常常会煮一些东西来。
And so we when we gather, we often have a banquet, a love feast, you know, with food.
我的太太她常常做了一个东西很受欢迎，叫做八宝饭。
So my wife makes this Chinese rice dish that's very popular.
她这个做出来呢，你还是可以分得出哪几个宝，谁什么。什么是什么？
You can still notice the different components, ingredients in the soup.
那个不是这个联合的意思。
That's not really the meaning of to be united.
联合的意思就好像我们在喝咖啡的时候。
To be united is, for example, when we're drinking coffee.
当你放下一些牛奶。
When you pour in some milk.
你放些糖。
And some sugar.
到时候你看它在一体的，你没有办法再分出来什么是哪里是糖，哪里是牛奶。
And when you stir it after a while, you can't tell the difference and the distinction between where is sugar, where is milk, and so forth.
所以我们跟基督的联合应该是这样，人感受到我们是好像我还是我，可是他发现基督的生命在我里面已经与我联合了。
But when we are united with Christ, people, when they see us, although we are still ourselves, but the life that we show is really the life of Christ, is to be united with Him in life.
那现在我们在讲到什么叫做形状呢？
So, and then now we speak of what does it mean to have the shape?
这个形状叫做 likeness.
Oh, sorry, the likeness.
这个形状的意思就是好像几乎是人看到我，就是他已经，我就代表他了。
So when someone sees me, it's as if I am a representation of him.
你知道当我们坐飞机的时候，
You know, when we're taking an airplane.
我们进机场人家要看我们的 ID.
When we enter into the, when we pass through security, they need to check our identification.
他看到你的驾照，看到你的护照的时候，他发现他可以承认这个人，这个形象就是你，跟你合为一。
So when they check your driver's license or passport, they can see the photo in there that is you, that is your likeness.
所以我们现在先把这个词在基督里的死和复活联合的话，就是这个意思。
So to be united with him, and that is that meaning of being in his likeness.
简单的来说，这里说到的是我们有的是罪恶和死亡。
Simply put, that what we have is sin and death.
可是基督与我们联合的时候，
But when he is united with us,
他背负了我们的罪，
he took on the burden of our sin,
成了卑微的人，然后他进到死的里面，
he took on the form of a humble man and entered into death.
基督进到了我们那个罪恶的咒诅里面，
he entered into the curse of our sin.
可是我们呢？
But what about us?
基督他有的 是圣洁和生命。
What he has is holiness and life.
我们与基督联合。
When we're united with him.
他就给我们一个胜过罪的辖制，而且得到丰盛的生命。
He gave us ability to overcome sin and to have it an abundant life.
所以这就是讲到基督跟我们联合的意思。
And this is the real true meaning of to be united with Christ.
那什么叫做基督死的形状呢？
Now what is the likeness of his death?
我思想这个题目的时候。
When I was contemplating this topic,
我觉得腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节是最合适的一个经文。
I think Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 through 8 is the most appropriate.
那你说他本来有神的形象。
It speaks of that originally he had the form of God.
可是他不以自己跟神同等为强夺的。
But he did not, he was equal with God.
可是他自己反而虚己，他取了我们人的样式，死在十字架上。
But he emptied himself and took on the form of a servant, to be on the cross.
所以我们说到基督的，我们在基督里的死和联合的时候，我们看到基督进到我们的这个死的生命里头。
So when we enter into his death, death and resurrection, we enter into his death.
我们应该要进到基督的死的生命里头。
We should enter into his death and life.
可是什么叫做死的形状呢？
But what is the likeness of death?
我们刚刚看到这节经文里面讲到说他本有神的形象。
And the verse we read in Philippians is that he is God. He exists in the form of God.
可是他却放下他自己的权利。
But he's also counted equal, but yet he lay down.
所以一个与基督死的形状联合的人，他不只放下我的身份、权力、我的能力，而是顺服在神眼中的旨意。
So someone who is united with him in death not only lays down his position, his status, and who he is in death.
所以当我们说到我们与在基督里的死联合的时候，我们要像耶稣基督一样，把我自己认为我可以有的权利放下来。
So to be united in his death is that we will lay down all the things that is rightfully ours.
那么再说，那么什么叫做基督复活的形状呢？
Well, what is the likeness of to be in his resurrection, of his resurrection?
我们继续把腓立比书第二章下面的经文读一下的时候，你就发现他那里说，当他死了，神将他升为至高。
And so if we continue on Philippians, this is that although he's died, but he's God has exalted him.
而且神将来把他升到至高的时候，使一切天上地上地底下的通通称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And so that he gave his name is above all names, and that in the names of every knee shall bow, and all things are given unto him.
所以我们看到当他放下他自己的权利死的时候，
When he laid down his what he belongs to him and died,
他也不是出于他自己，
It was not out of him.
可是当他复活的时候，神也给了他极大的荣耀。
When he resurrected, God exalted him, gave him a tremendous glory.
所以我们再细细的来看的时候，
If we take another detailed look,
所以我们看到耶稣基督的出生、降卑以至于死，他不是出于自己。
So his humbling of himself, his death, it is not out of himself, it's not from himself.
都是他存心顺服的结果。
It is all the result of his obedience to the Father God.
那么基督的复活、升高和得荣耀也不是他出于自己。
And his resurrection, him exalted, and also his glory, it is also not of himself.
而是顺服神的结果。
But it is also in obedience to the result from the Father God.
把荣耀归给神。
And to give, may all glory be to God.
好，我们花了二十几分钟的时间，我们解释这个今天讲题的意思。
So we spent about 20 minutes to explain the topic of today's sharing.
那么现在我要继续用圣经的例子来看这个题目的真意。
So now I want to use examples from God's word to look at the true meaning of this phrase.
我们有很多圣经的人物让我们可以思想。
There are many, many different people in the book that can help us to think of this.
但是我只想今天主要的讲一个摩西这个人物。
So today I want to focus on Moses.
摩西他出生的时候，他是从哪里被救出来的？
When Moses was born, where was he saved from?
他出生的时候，埃及的法老王要把所有以色列人的男婴通通杀死。
When he was born, the Pharaoh wanted to kill all male children of male Israelites.
他是从尼罗河里面被拯救出来。
And he was saved from the river Nile.
这个他的母亲把他放在尼罗河里面，不，结果随着水流飘到了埃及的王宫里。
And by the flow of his mother laid him in a basket in the river, and by the flow of the river he ended up in the palace.
他就在法老的王宫里面长大。
And he grew up in Pharaoh's house.
所以我们看到圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，他前面的40年，他学尽了埃及人所有的学军事才能，他真是觉得他一切的学问都会了。
And the first 40 years of his life, the Bible tells us that he was well educated. He learned of all the different things, culture, education, technology, military, all the things that was needed.
所以当他前面40年的时候，他觉得我能够。
And so after the first 40 years, he felt that he is able.
所以当他看到了有埃及人欺负他的同胞的时候，他就站出来把那个埃及人打死了。
So when he saw that Egyptian was assaulting a fellow Jew, he killed him.
结果他就开始了另外第二个四十年逃亡的生命。
And then that followed, what followed was another 40 years of him running away.
他第二个四十年是在米甸的旷野里面做牧羊人。
And his second 40 years was spent in the wilderness of Midian being a shepherd.
在出埃及记里面我们看到说到他有一天在旷野牧养他岳父的羊的时候。
So the Bible tells us that one day while he was in the wilderness shepherding, the sheep of his father-in-law.
神借着一个火烧的荆棘来呼召他。
And God called out to him through a burning bush.
要他带领以色列的百姓从埃及出来。
To deliver the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西怎么回复呢？
What was Moses' response?
他说我是拙口笨舌的人，我不能，你不要找我。
I am a man who is dumb, who cannot speak, who does not speak well. Do not look for, do not send me.
在那个第二个四十年里面，他确实的知道他不行了。
And it is in that second 40 years that he truly came to our understanding that he is not able.
因为他四十年了，还是在牧养他岳父的羊。
Because 40 years later, he was still a shepherd, shepherding his father-in-law's flock.
他如果想起他的祖先之中有一个人14年就把他岳父的羊通通变成他的了。
He is, perhaps he thought of, his forefather, there's one, in 14 years, 14 years took ownership of all his father-in-law's sheep.
所以摩西这个时候心灰意冷，他说我不要去，我不能去，我是拙口笨舌的，你叫别人去吧。
And he says, I am not able, I don't speak well, send someone else, I cannot go.
结果神最后告诉他说，我差你去不是你的能力。
And God said to him, when I sent you, it's not by your abilities.
所以后面的最后的80岁到120岁的时候，他是靠着神能够的能力才能带百姓出埃及。
And his last 40 years, from 80 to 120 years, it was by God's power and ability that he led Israelites.
当我们读摩西的生平的时候，我们很明显的看到他经过了我能我不能到神能的阶段。
When we examine his life, we see that he goes from I am able to I am unable to God is able.
所以我们看到这是一个在神的里面死又复活的一个例子。
And it is a perfect example of to be dead and to resurrected in God.
而且圣经里面在生命记里面我们看到最后摩西死的时候是怎么记载的呢？
And in Deuteronomy, how does it record Moses' death?
他说到摩西死的时候他是死在摩亚地。
And he was dead in the land of the Moab.
他不能进迦南。
He could not enter into the land of Canaan.
他带了这一群百姓，最后他不能进迦南。神把他埋葬在摩亚地。
And at the very end, when he brought all the Israelites, he himself could not enter the land of Canaan, and he had to be buried outside.
我每次以前读这一段的时候，我觉得真是不公平啊。
And whenever I read to this part of the passage, I always felt that it's extremely unfair.
我觉得摩西真的是太冤枉了。
And Moses truly was wrong in this case.
不是因为他自己犯了什么怎么的血气的他的错，他只不过是冲动了一下 打了磐石，结果他就不能够进迦南地。
And he was just wrong in one case where he struck the rock, and it is only because of that he could not enter into the promised land.
当然，我们今天不谈这个打击打磐石出水它属灵的意思所预表的。
But of course today we don't want to get into detail about the spiritual meaning of that particular incident.
可是感谢主，我后来在读新约的时候，突然神让我看到一件事。
But thank God, as I was reading the New Testament later, and God revealed this unto me.
当耶稣他要上十字架以前。他跟着他的门徒在变化山上。
And so before Jesus went up to the cross, he was with his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以圣经记载说，当那个时候突然有摩西跟以利亚在山上显现。
And it was at that time that it was Moses and Elijah that appeared to him.
而且他们与耶稣基督一起谈论他要去世，离开这世间上的事情。
And they all discussed together in regards to what was going to happen.
诶，摩西他不是被葬在迦南，在摩亚地吗？
Was not Moses buried in the land of Moab?
他死的时候只不过是看到了迦南地。
When before he died, he merely saw the promised land.
可是到新约的时候，我们看到四卷福音书都说，摩西在迦南地里面，他与神与耶稣基督一起谈论去世的事。
But in the New Testament, we see that He himself is actually in the promised land and with Jesus.
所以我们知道神是完全公义的。
So we know God is truly righteous.
那我们再简单的谈一下亚伯拉罕。
And we can simply discuss about Abraham.
他从乌尔被带出来的时候，也是从那个偶像之地进入迦南。
Well, he was brought in out of the land of Ur, the Chaldees. He was brought in from a land of idols into the promised land.
他一开始的时候，他认为他能够靠自己的血气来生孩子。
In the beginning, he felt that it was his physical ability that he can have children. And who is it?
后来他知道，一直等到了99岁，要100岁还没有，他知道我不能了。
And he waited and waited all the way till he was 99 or 100 that he finally realized that he is no longer able.
到最后，他把他甚至在他的生命里头，他还靠着血气生了另外的一个孩子。
And in his life, by his flesh, by his flesh, he wanted to have, he had another child.
所以将后来我们看到以斯玛利跟以撒中间所造成的困难。
And which eventually we saw the struggle between Ishmael and Isaac.
一直到最后，他真的是生命成熟的时候，把他独生的儿子，他所爱的以扫献给神的时候。
And it was not until that when his life has truly matured that he taken his only son, Isaac, whom he really, truly loved and was willing to offer him to God.
圣经说他仿佛从死里面得回他的儿子。
And the Bible says it is as if he's received his son, from death to resurrected.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经里面不止这两个人物。
So the Bible is not just these two individuals.
我们看到彼得。
We also see Peter.
他也是从我能到我不能到最后靠着神能来服侍神的。
He has also came from the place of I am able to I am unable to finally God is able to serve God.
我们看到保罗也是这样。
We also likewise we see Paul the same way.
他有所有的犹太人的学问。
He has all knowledge of the Jews.
可是后来他在神的面前他真的是完全不能了。
To a point where he finally came to realization that he is not able.
后来也是完全的靠着神的能力，他能够放胆讲神的话。
And also it is by the power of God that he's able to be emboldened.
所以圣经里面我们看到，不很多的人有个先知，他在神面前承认说我是嘴唇不洁的人。
There's a prophet who says I am a man with unclean lips.
这是以赛亚。
This is Isaiah.
他本来是王宫里面一个很有能力的一个祭司。
He was a very powerful, gifted, a very able priest.
可是他当他看到耶和华的荣耀，他所依靠的那个王死掉的时候，他知道他是嘴唇不洁的人。
When he saw the glory of God and that the son, the king whom he relied upon is dead, that he realized that he is unable.
彼得是一个渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
当他靠着他的精力打鱼，他觉得耶稣叫他下网，那个是完全外行。
When he felt trusted his own abilities in being fishing, and when Jesus said to cast the net the other way, he thought it was.
他是做渔夫的，他打了一夜没有打到鱼，你怎么叫我在这里下网能够打鱼呢？
He's a fisherman and he casted his net the entire night, and you're telling me to cast it somewhere else. How is that possible?
可是他看到当鱼上网拿上的到船上的时候，他跪在耶稣的面前说：“我是个罪人，离开我。”
And when he saw that Jesus, when he followed Jesus' command and cast it, and he saw the fish that he caught, he knelt before Jesus and says, "I am a sinner, depart from me."
保罗他曾经是一个法利赛人，非常敬虔的法利赛人。
Paul was a very fervent and pious Pharisee.
他夸口他的遗传。
He boasted of his heritage.
他夸口他的学问。
He boasted of his knowledge and education.
他夸口他有大祭司给他的能力可以去追捕这些信耶稣的人。
He boasted of his power that was given to him by the high priest to persecute the Christians.
可是到最后他说我是罪人中间的罪魁。
But in the very end, he says, I am a sinner amongst sinners.
我断不以别的夸口，如果要夸口的话，只能夸耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And there is nothing that I can boast of except that Jesus Christ and his cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的经历有没有发生在你的身上？
Dear brothers and sisters, has this experience happened in your life?
我自己回想我这一生虽然还没有到结束，
When I look back in my life, although I'm not near toward the end.
可是我发现我在真的我的生命里面也好像是在这样的经历里头成长。
And I feel that perhaps in my life, I'm also struggling with this type of experience.
我就记得以前在还没有到美国以前，在读大学以前，我觉得我读书对我来讲都可以，我能。
Even before I came to America when I was still in college and I felt that whatever I need to study, I am able.
可是等到我们那个时候去当兵的时候，我天天被人家骂我是个猪。
So when I went to the army and I was, you know, yelled at every single day saying that I'm, you know, a pig.
还有很多事情你做不对，你的尊严在这些训练里面你完全扫地。
And so, and to be given the task of sweeping the floors all the time, and so without any respect.
然后退伍以后你来到了美国，你发现你英文都不懂。
And then after I left the army, I came to America and I find that I don't know any English.
前面上课的前面一个月紧张到不得了，都不知道老师在讲什么。
And the first couple of months, I don't even know what the teacher's speaking about.
后来也不知道自己能不能毕业。
And I didn't know if I could even graduate.
要毕业的时候找不到工作。
And when we graduated, I didn't know if I could find a job.
我太太已经怀孕了，可是我的同学都跑到西岸去，在那里两三个礼拜两个顶多两个月他们就找到工作了。
And at that time, my wife was already pregnant and my classmates went to the West Coast and in 2-3 months they found a job.
那个压力大到不得了。
And the struggle and the pressure was tremendous.
我在神面前说我真的不能。
And before God, I said, I truly am not able.
可是后来神格外的怜悯。
But God was extremely gracious to me.
就在我的老大大女儿要预产要生前的两个礼拜。
It was just 2 weeks before my eldest daughter was to be born.
神开了一个门。
God opened a door for me.
我在 New Jersey 找到一份工作。
I found a job in New Jersey.
在这个工作里面一路做了15年以后。
So after 15 years of working at the same place.
里面又有一个新的征战。
And then there becomes a new struggle.
神一直催促我要来更多的依靠他。
And God pushed me to so that I can rely upon him more.
后来我就离开了我的工作。
Eventually I left my job.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我发现我最后的这么20多年里面真的是完全要靠神能。
I find that in the 20 plus so years I truly relied upon God.
如果不是靠着神的能力，那么我在这个后面的这些侍奉的里面，我都不知道已经是什么样的情况。
And if it's not by His power, I don't know how I can possibly serve Him and what it will actually end up like.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们每个人的经历里面都有这个神能，都有我能我不能，然后进到神能的经历。
In all of our experiences, always a phase of I am able, I am unable, and God is able.
所以我们如果在所有的里面我们还在夸我的经验。
So if we are continuing to boasting of our own experience.
哦，我服侍主已经40年了。
I've already served him for 40 plus so years.
教会里面还有什么事情我没见过。
What else is there I have not seen in the church?
我认识什么，我有什么政商的关系，我的人事关系很好，我都能够做。
I'm very good socially. I know everyone. There's nothing I can't do.
我曾经看到有一个广告讲到基督徒青年领袖的高峰会议。
So, there was a advertisement for, the Christian youth,
young Christian leaders.
The Young Christian Leader Conference or Summit.
要在日本举行。
It was, they were to hold it in, Japan.
他鼓励所有的这个基督徒领袖来报名。
And they encourage all the leaders of the Christian leaders to register.
我就有那个时候我就在想，如果他这个名称讲到说神的仆人的检讨会。
And so if it, you know, if they said that it was God's servant's conference or something.
如果是这样的话，到底他的报名人数跟这个用这个高领袖高峰会议会有什么不同？
So with the number of people who register for this versus the leadership summit, would it be different?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们虽然在基督里，可是我们还有很多我能够的这样一个观念。
Oftentimes, although we're still in Christ, but there is still a lot of I am able, I.
那要怎么样能够在基督里的死和复活这方面来操练呢？
How can we train ourselves in regards to be in his life, death and resurrection?
简单的讲，第一个我们要先在我们的思想里面，我们要思念上面的事情。
First is in our mentality and our perspective, we must be heavenly, heavenward.
我们思想要有改变。
We need to change our thoughts.
所以我们为什么常常要读神的话，我们要在神的话里面的应用在我们身上。
And that is why we often read his word and also try to use his word in our life.
我曾经听到弟兄这样劝勉我们。
I heard this brother encourage us once this way.
他说他小的时候看到很多的妇女在河旁边洗衣服，拿着一个竹篮子带着脏衣服去洗。
He said, and when he was young, he saw women doing laundry next to the river in a basket.
那个篮子呢，每次洗完衣服的时候，他就用篮子在那个水里头这么舀，在水里面这么过一下。
So after they wash the clothes, they would scoop it using the basket in the water.
他发现那个水都漏掉了。
And they find out the water is all, just all comes out.
可是有一件事情他知道。
But one thing he noticed.
就是那个篮子用的越久的时候，他发现那个篮子已经干净了。
And he find out the longer used basket, the cleaner it gets.
所以我们看，我们如果常常思念上面的事情的时候。
If we often consider the heavenly things.
虽然你可能你还一直在软弱的里头。
Perhaps you're still in our fleshly weakness.
你也感觉我做不到。
Perhaps you also feel that you're not able.
可是神已经让我们有进步了。
But God has already caused us to move forward, to progress.
我们除了思想上以外。
Aside from our thoughts.
我们还要有一个受苦就愿意去做的心智。
And we must have a heart that is diligent, that is willing to suffer.
所以当我们思想里面有了这样的一个心愿，然后我们也立志要遵行主的话。
If we have this kind of, if we're thinking in this way, and also we are willing to go about it in such a way.
接下来我们就是要行道，不是单单听道。
And then after that is that we must walk the walk and not just talk.
所以我们在这个心思意念里面，还有我们愿意做的方面去实行的话，神会让我们真的经历什么叫做在基督里的死和复活。
So if we're willing to change our thoughts, our mental state, and also willing to do and go forward, then we will experience what it means to be in his death and resurrection.
所以基督徒他成圣的过程就是在属灵、属肉体和属圣灵的征战里面一直盘旋前进。
So it is a constant struggle of the flesh versus that which is heavenly.
所以我们看到一个螺旋梯，我们可能不是基督徒的生活生命不是坐电梯一下子就上到顶，我们是好像在爬一个楼梯一直回旋的长进。
Perhaps our Christian life is not like an escalator or elevator that goes straight up to the top, but is more of a circular staircase that goes circular round and round towards the top.
我要用一个生活的例子再跟弟兄姊妹们来一起分享。
So I want to use an example from life to share with you.
你们看到这个相片。
If you see this picture, photo here.
在年初的时候讲到基督的新眼光里面跟弟兄姊妹们分享了这个老人家。
So, in the beginning of the year when I shared about the new perspective in Christ, I shared about this elderly brother.
看到了他的手。
If you look at his hands.
这里我以上次已经讲过了他今年已经96岁了。
He's already 96 years old.
他得了一种很奇怪的病，他全身长满了像米粒一样的水泡。
And his whole body is covered by a rice grain size blisters.
当这些水泡破的时候，血跟水就粘在身上的衣服跟被单上面。
And when the blister pops, you have blood and water mixed together, and it sticks to his skin.
又痒又痛又流血。
And it hurts. It's itchy, and then it's bleeding.
几乎没有医生能够医治他这个病。
There's no doctor who can tell him what is wrong or cure him of it.
最后他们用一个大量的药类固醇把他这个病压制住了。
So they finally used some medication, a large amount of dosage to really take it, get it under control.
当你看到这个相片的时候，他脸上已经没有这些黑色的水泡。
And now you see the picture, he doesn't have any of that on his face anymore.
可是他的家人已经没有办法照顾他。
His family was no longer able to care for him.
他们送他到了特别的疗养院。
They sent him to a nursing home.
当我去看他的时候，
When I went to visit him,
他自己在高声的在祷告。
He was praying loudly.
他眼睛看不清楚了。
He's not very, his eyesight isn't very good.
他耳朵也听不见了。
He also does not hear very well.
所以他祷告也没有顾虑到旁边，不，其他的人也是听不见看不见，反正在那个疗养院的人，大部分人都在睡觉。
So most of the people that are around him, they were also probably don't see very well or hear very well. They're all just napping.
当我去找他的时候，我听到他一个人在那个电视间那边大声的祷告。
And when I went to visit him, I heard himself praying loudly in the TV room.
而且用什么呢？用英文祷告。
And he was praying in English.
他说 ,Lord, I love you. 他说主啊，我爱你。我敬拜你。
And he says, I worship you.
所以我那个时候觉得心里面非常的感动。
And I was really touched by him.
后来我在他耳朵旁边唤醒了他，我来看他了。
So when I went close to him and I told him that I came to visit him.
那么我们就跟他聊天。
And we started to share.
我发现这个老弟兄，他在这样的一个环境里头，他仍然能够活在主的里头。
We find that this elderly brother in such an environment that he is continue able to live in the Lord.
他真是死了，可是你看他里面又有一个复活的生命。
You see that he is dead or nearly dead, but there is a life that is very apparent in him.
还不止他这个肉体的苦难。
It's not even speaking of his physical ailment.
我说过他现在今年只96岁。
And I mentioned before that he is already 96.
他当78岁的时候，他来到了我们的教会。
When he was 78 years old, he came to our church.
后来我又慢慢理解他，他一受洗是我们教会第一批受洗的四个人中的一个。
And he was the first group of people who were baptized in our, the one of the first few baptized in our church.
他受洗的时候，以后他就非常的追求神的话。
After he was baptized, he truly sought after the word of God.
只要有查经的聚会，有聚会，他都一定到。
Whether any type of gathering, whether it's Bible study or whatnot, he always showed up.
而且每天在家里面用放大镜在那里特大本的圣经大字的在那里读。
And every day at home, he would be reading the Bible with his magnifying glass.
甚至在他住到养老院的时候，他的女儿给他预备了一个手机，上面他能够听一些信息。
And so even when he went into the nursing home, his daughter provided him with a phone with that so he can listen to the messages.
我在医院里面我看到他有一张相片。
In the hospital, I saw that he had a photo.
是他在美国读书的相片。
It is a photo of him when he was studying in the US.
我进一步才知道说他是1946年他就在 Ohio 一个大学里面读医药医学的翻译，医学名词的翻译，这样的一个课程。
So I come to realize that in 1949 he came to Ohio to study in a medical field.
1946年的时候你在哪里啊？
1946, where were you in 1946?
他那个时候一直到了1950几年的1960几年的时候。
In the 50s, 55, 56, around that time.
那时候中国发生了一些事情。
In China, a bunch of things happened.
他要去报效国家，他就回去了，离开美国，回到了中国。
He wanted to go help the country, so he returned to China.
结果你们可以想象，一个从美国在1960年的跑回中国的时候，马上被戴着帽子去游行，他后面的十年左右，他是被斗争的一塌糊涂。
So can you imagine that someone who was educated in America went back to China during that period of time, and obviously he was persecuted because of where he came from.
等到后来，他一直就在那个大学里头，他就没办法再跟国外联络。
So to such a, during that time, he lost contact with outside of China.
一直到1978年，他的孩子自己来到美国，才把他接过来。
It was only until 1978 when his children came to America that they brought him back again.
那我就很好奇，我曾经问过他。
So I was very curious once I asked him.
我说你现在还回去的时候，你有没有碰到以前那些修理你的人呢？
So I asked him, so when you go back to China nowadays, do you ever run into people who persecuted you back in the days?
他说有啊。
He says yes.
我说他们在哪里？
And I says, what happened to them?
Where are they? 他说我们还是住在大学的院子，那个教职员的那个大院里。
And he says that they still live in the same area, the neighborhood that the you know, around the college had his own dorm, around that area.
我说你看到他们的时候，你什么感觉啊？
And I asked him, so how do you feel now that you, if you run into them?
他说他们没有耶稣，所以他们做出那样的事。
And I said, and he says, he answered me saying that they don't have Christ, and that is why they do such things.
所以他今天他还能够活在主的光里面，他就是经过死而复活的人。
And today he can continue to live in the light of Christ, and he is one who has truly experienced death and resurrection.
因为他不再是讲究自己的权利。
He no longer considers his own, what is his right.
他讲究的是我放下我的神啊，你什么样的旨意临在我的身上，我就顺服接受。
He says, Lord, I lay down all of my things, and whatever you desire of me, I will obey and follow.
在人看来他是极大的苦难。
To men, it seems it's tremendous suffering and tribulation.
他的前途没有了。
He has no future.
他今天连身体都在这样的痛苦里头。
And even today, he is suffering physically.
可是他里面是活的。
But in him, he is living.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这些人间的智慧，人间的聪明，在基督里都要被基督的死而复活来胜过。
Man's knowledge, man's intelligence, it will all be overcome by Christ's death and resurrection.
所以我们看到，如果没有经过一切的智慧、聪明、学问，如果没有经过十字架的历练的时候，我们即使喊着属灵的口号，在神眼中都是被废弃的。
Unless we experience his death and resurrection, no matter what other spiritual experiences we experience, it still means nothing.
所以真的是我们不是靠我们自己的能力。
It truly is not based on our own abilities.
我们要依靠的是神那个死而复活的生命。
We need to be dependent upon his death and resurrection.
所以我们今天就来到了我们的结论。
And therefore, today we come to our conclusion here.
我们的结论是讲到十字架不只是苦难。
So we come to realize that the cross is not just suffering.
这些在人际关系里面的冲突遭遇都要靠着神的思想来做约束。
So all of the conflict that we experience in our personal relationship, we need to have God to help us with.
如果我们心里面一直有不平，而且要靠我自己的能力去争一口气的时候。
If we struggle in our heart and really wanted to deal with ourselves and to avenge ourselves,
我们一定是人际中间，包括在教会里面，一定是充满了人的摩擦跟争竞。
It will lead us to more conflict, especially in the church, that will be more struggle and more, yeah.
所以求神怜悯我们。
May God be gracious to us.
当我们来看十字架讲的不只是苦难的遭遇。
When we see the cross, it is not just experience of suffering.
它讲的是我们天然的意志要被对付。
It speaks of our own flesh and our own will to be dealt with.
十字架是神做工的方法。
The cross is God's the way of His work.
我们如果不肯接受十字架的死，
If we cannot accept the death of the cross,
就不可能有复活的荣耀。
Then we would not have the glory of resurrection.
这就是在基督里的死和复活联合的真意。
And this is the true meaning of to be united in the death and resurrection of Christ.
求神怜悯我们。
May God be gracious to us.
让我们能够把这个圣经里面这么一个丰富的一个真理能够活在我们的生命里头。
May He truly help us to live out this very abundant experience in our life.
让我们能够看到耶稣基督的形象。
May we see when we see the image of Christ.
他没有因为他有道理他就去跟人夺理。
It's not, He didn't go argue with men because He is right.
他也不是自己要得荣耀。
And neither He Himself desired glory.
是因着他的谦卑顺服，神自然把他抬举起来。
It is by his own humility and obedience that God exalted him.
求神怜悯我们。
May God be merciful to us.
让我们生活里面能够经历这个实际。
May we truly experience this truth.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这么一个重要的真理，人也讲不清楚的。放在你的面前。
Lord, we lift up this truth and also something that man cannot fully explain clearly before you.
只有你的圣灵能够让我们真的明白你要在我们的生命中说什么话。
Only you and your spirit can really explain this clearly to us.
求你加给我们力量。
May you give us strength.
让我们真的愿意看到你的道路。是超过人的道路。
May we truly be willing to see that your way is higher than our way.
我们不能，可是你能。
We are unable, but you are fully able.
主啊，让这个教会里面满了这样的心思。
May this church be full of such thought.
让我们的同工，我们的弟兄姊妹们能够与你的死和复活联合。
May the co-workers and all the people in this church be partake of your death and resurrection.
让你荣耀的生命在这里彰显出来。
May your glorious life be evident here.
以至于能够成为世上的盐，世上的光。
So that we can become the light and salt of this world.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.